Should I call him Sock? I feel close sure. enough to him to call him Sock.
He has some familiar words with you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Stephanie Miller. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Is Sock home?
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Sock has a receptionist.
Oh. Maybe it's his mom.
I'm not sure this was a wise idea.
Hey.
But he included his phone number, it seems, for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Sock. I wonder where, what do you think Sock is doing
Sock's
right now?
Sock's in the can.
He's in the sock drawer.
Sock.
I'll get him right away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. She sounds like they get quite a few calls from national radio shows.
Hello.
Hi, Sock.
Yes.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I'm glad to be on it.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
I got your lovely letter from when I was on Hannity and Combs.
Oh, okay.
What? I'm just curious what you were thinking. So you'd like to see me and Cindy Sheehan dead?
No, I didn't say that.
Kinda. Well, you said that you weren't going to do it, but that you hope someone else would.
No, I didn't say that either. I don't remember the letter I sent you.
Oh, you want me to read some of it back to you?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Okay. Dear Stephanie, as with Cindy Sheehan, the best thing that could happen to you would be seeing some wonderful activist sticking an AK-47 up your glory holes and sending you into eternity. That was your opening line. But this is not a threat, as I'm a pacifist preferring to confront dumb like you two with words rather than violence, but I would gather my First Amendment rights permit me to hope and pray that someone decides you're better off as statistics.
I may have written that, yes.
You may have?
Yeah.
Well, you included. Why did you include your phone number and address?
Well, because it's not a threat, and it's just how I feel about people like you who are Benedict Arnolds to this country.
And by defending someone who's lost their son in Iraq, that's hating America?
Oh, don't hide behind that. Just as like you hide behind Michael J. Fox when he purposely overdosed on dopamine so he'd be shaking.
And did you hear that on the drug addict Rush Limbaugh show? Is that how you know about overdosing on medication?
Do
you think
1,000
OxyContin is the correct amount of OxyContin to take a month?
No, what I do know that talking with doctors is when you overdose on your Parkinson's medicine, you have the same effect as not taking it at all. You have the shake and bake effect, and that's what he desired.
And you thought that was hilarious when Rush Limbaugh imitated his Parkinson's symptoms.
No, he didn't imitate it, and he didn't mock it.
Yes, he did. Watch the video.
Rush Limbaugh was strictly questioning Michael J. Fox. And he has every right to.
Sock, let's get back to you and me.
What the Democrats don't like to do is when they have somebody that they rip apart, like calling Bush a Nazi and everything, that's okay. But when Republicans
I got it. So let me get back to, but you think it's okay to send a national radio host a death threat, essentially?
But that is not. If you read it specifically,
you said you were going to be sending my appearance along with any personal information you could find about me on the net to a bunch of people of questionable character and hope that one of them kills me.
Questionable character. You're putting that you're putting questionable in there. I did not say questionable character.
You said you'll be sending it to several others whose quote-unquote credentials I will keep to myself, but assuredly, shall we say, devoted to people to this country's future.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, I trust both of you, Mother, will continue to show yourselves on TV and guarantee that you will someday probably accelerate your demise.
No, they're patriots. They're patriots.
Oh, I see.
People who.
So you're, but you're essentially hoping for Cindy Sheehan and Mai's death.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no, I'm not. Not at all.
It kind of says that here several times.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
AK-47 reference was just.
I realize I'm
speaking.
So you were hoping someone would put an AK-47 up my glory hole in a loving way, not in a bad way.
Well, I don't think I'm going to talk anymore to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've really lowered the level of dialogue by reading your own words back to you.
Well, whenever you're talking with a Democrat or a liberal as you are, you're talking with someone who is against this country.
And the only way to talk to them is to tell them. You said that you would celebrate like Animal House if I should leave this earth prematurely.
I may have said that, yes.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Well, Sock, it's nice talking to you. Are you going to work?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired, so you got some time on your hands. Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, what did you do? What kind of job?
I ran an insurance and investment agency.
Terrific.
For 40 years, yes.
Okay. All right, Sock, well, this has been great.
You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine.
I'm entitled to my opinion without...
That's what makes this country great, are the freedoms
You know what? I could hear you a little better if you weren't threatening to kill me, but I appreciate you coming on.
Bye.
Okay, bye.